Hey Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. This is Ryan Mink, and it's time for this week's edition of the Flock Mailbag. Lots of questions on Facebook following the Ravens' 30-point loss to the Houston Texans, the most lopsided loss under head coach John Harbaugh here in Baltimore. Ryan, is the sky falling?
I don't think so, but judging by the questions that we got, maybe.
Right, you might be fooled. Let's get to those questions. And the first one is something that a lot of fans are asking. This one's from Joel Mattson. Is running back Ray Rice going to get the ball more? It's been proven we win more when he touches the football.
Well, I think he's definitely going to get the ball more than 14 touches like he had against the Texans. That's definitely the aim. You don't want 14 touches. But I don't think that they're going to reinvent this entire offense and start giving Ray Rice 25 carries or even maybe not even 20 carries. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that this offense has been working since the beginning of the summer to become what it has, and it's performing pretty well at home, just not on the road. So I think that Ray Rice could get more touches, will get more touches in Houston, but I don't see a drastic change.
Yeah, I think the number for him is more the 20 to 25 range in terms of total touches, not necessarily carries, but, you know, passes and running the ball. So I think that's what they want to be, not the 10 to 15 range. And I think that offensive coordinator Cam Cameron would agree with that. They want to get the ball in his hands. Head coach John Harbaugh talked about it this week. We want to put the ball in our playmakers' hands, and Ray Rice is a playmaker. You know, this is the guy that gave him a big contract in the offseason. They want to use him, and I think that they are going to continue to try to find ways to do that. The problem really in Houston, they fell behind early and they were forced into passing situations, and that really made them be one-dimensional. There could have been a few times, you know, maybe in that game where you run instead of pass and stay a little bit more patient with a run. Right. But at some point, when you're down 23 or 29-3 going into halftime, you're pretty much a one-dimensional offense, right, and you have to pass.
And I think this issue has come up in previous years. Yeah. You know, there's been a couple bad games like Jacksonville.
Yeah, it's not a new conversation.
Year. Exactly. And then all of a sudden when there's a bad game, when there's one hiccup with the passing offense, it's all of a sudden, well, pound the rock. And that's not always the answer, you know? I mean, the Ravens haven't necessarily rushed the ball incredibly efficiently. So The answer isn't always to go back to the Baltimore Ravens of 2000, you know? I mean, they're going to have to pass the ball well to win a Super Bowl. So I think that they're going to have to continue to do that.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. This is another question about the offense, except specifically the offensive line. Adrian Hatcher wants to know, will Brian McKinney see more playing time? Could he be the starting left tackle again?
I don't see Brian McKinney becoming the starting left tackle again. And the reason being that I think they're pretty happy with what they're getting with Orr and Osemele. And really, I think that's the best combination for running the football. If we're talking about, will Ray Rice run the football more? Uh-huh. If they want to do more of that going forward and a little bit more in the colder months, then especially I think Orr and Osemele are built for that. McKinney's more suited for pass blocking. He's a big, long guy. I don't see him working in at left tackle. If they're going to make a change, I think it's going with some of those younger guys at left guard.
Yeah, John Harbaugh talked about that. He said, right, we want to get – there could be some movement on the line. We want to try to rotate some pieces in, see if we get a five that really works. We haven't found that right combination to this point of guys that we feel really good with. And he also left open the door of kind of being a carousel throughout the season. We may not find five guys. This is our starting five. You know, then we just roll with these. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be this guy gets – Ja Reed gets 25 snaps. Maybe Ramon Harewood gets 30 snaps. Bobby Williams gets 20 snaps. You may rotate guys and someone gets hot, you roll with a hot hand. But, no, I agree with you there. I don't think that Brian McKinney moving back to left tackle and then shifting Orr and then moving Osemele is necessarily
the answer.
They
would get younger there, not necessarily older.
Yep, exactly right. All right, third question. Jeff asked, why can't we put points on the board with all of the offensive weapons that we have? We're talking about Torrey Smith, Anquan Boldin, Dennis Pitta, Ray Rice, Bernard Pierce, Jacoby Jones.
Right.
Well, you know, what's the answer?
I mean, how much more time do we have in this video? I mean, it's a long answer. I mean, really what it boils down to is how do they perform better on the road? You know, I mean, they put up points at home. Look at the Bengals game, for example, the Patriots game. I mean,
Cowboys game.
Right, the Cowboys game. They've done it at MT Bank Stadium. They need to figure out how do we pack that offense for the road games? And really, I think the solution there, you know, once again, we're talking about the running game and Ray Rice. I think they could use that and rely on that a little bit more in those road games because it's easier to communicate running the ball. There's not so many of those checks and balances. I think what you see with this offense is that it performs well when it gets in a rhythm and when it's really kind of put behind the eight ball, when things aren't going well. Then it has a tough time kind of rebounding from that within the game, it seems like. So I think the running game could kind of help to kind of get them on track, keep them on track a little bit.
The other thing that I have noticed is, and we talked about it against Houston, they became one-dimensional because they couldn't run the ball. When the team is forced, when the running game is eliminated and all they can really do is try to pass to, you know, overcome a big deficit, I think that they haven't had much success. This team is at its best when you don't know when they're running or passing, and I think you could say the same about most offenses in the NFL, but specifically this one because you have such a dynamic running back. When you don't know if it's going to Ray Rice or if you're going over the top to Torrey Smith or maybe Dennis Pitt is coming across the middle of the field, that's where they're really explosive. And I think that you need to maintain that and you need to have that balance. It's not a 50-50 run-pass ratio, but it's keeping defenses off balance and keeping them off their toes so they don't know what's coming and that you can hit them with a number of different options.
Right.
All right, so lots of questions, tough answers, and good thing the Ravens have a bye week this week to try to figure out some of those things heading into the Week 9 matchup against Cleveland. For all the coverage up until that point, make sure you keep it right here on BaltimoreRavens.com.